Hi, my name is Kyung Jun Ko. I'm glad to be here this morning for Dr. Martin's presentation. Now he recovered from his injuries, so he's doing okay. New Bermuda grass having improved aesthetic and functional qualities are available in the marketplace for use on golf courses, sports fields, and lawns. However, their inability to eradicate previously established aggressive turf type common Bermuda grass has been a problem to turf professionals. This can lead to an undesirable blend and reduces aesthetic and functional quality. And this also reduces receptivity of turf managers to using new Bermuda grasses where common Bermuda is already present. This slide shows where tip sports contaminated with common Bermuda grass. The background of this study: Patriot Bermuda grass was released from OSU in 2002. It has high visual and functional qualities, and its rapid establishment as well as fast debud recovery rates makes Patriot suitable for golf course fairways and sports fields. This slide shows golf ball sitting on Patriot more than fairway cutting height. All these exceptional qualities lead us to a question: can a more aggressive Bermuda grass such as Patriot compete successfully against aggressive common Bermuda grass under fairway conditions? We had two objectives for this study. The first one was to evaluate the establishment rate of Tipway, Tip Sports, and Patriot when in competition with an aggressive turf type common Bermuda grass. And the second one was to evaluate the changes in living cover of each varieties during second year and third year following the establishment year. This presentation mainly focused on phase one or first year establishment research from experiment in 2006 and 2007. Materials and methods. For hybrid cultivars, Tip Sports and Tipway and Patriot was used. The sprigging rate was 21 cubic meter per hectare, and the plot size was 0.91 meter by 0.91 meter with three experiments, randomized complete block design, three reps in 2006 and 15 reps each in 2007. For experiment one, the hybrid sprigged on June 9th and the contaminant was planted on June 15th. For second experiment, the hybrid sprigged on June 12th and the contaminant was planted on June 16th. For third experiment, the hybrid and contaminant was both planted at the same date on July 9th, 2007. This slide shows the sprigging and incorporation of sprigs on each plot. The method of contamination was TGSU3 by OSU, and that is a variety long utilized by Tulsa Grass and Sod of Bixby, Oklahoma for more than 20 years. It is sold as U3, but fingerprints different from original U3 in Anderson's paper, Crop Science 2003. This slide shows some morphological difference between TIP sports and TGSU3. The common Bermuda grass as contaminant sprigged on three spots. They were spaced 4.5 centimeter lengths, and they were 4.5 centimeter lengths and spaced 30.5 centimeter apart. Percent cover rating of both hybrid and common were assessed at 2, 5, and 8 weeks after planting in experiment 1 and 3, plus 7 and 10 weeks after planting in experiment 2. 0.91 meter by 0.91 meter grids were used for percent cover rating. This one shows the mapping triangle. Copper coils was placed with that contaminant sprig. This slide shows the mapping grid, I mean the sampling grid, with a 100 point. The research site is managed as golf course fairway conditions. Mowing height was half inch, mowed at 3 times a week as needed. And the site was irrigated to avoid drought stress. And 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet per month applied. This landscape photos shows 2 weeks after sprigging in experiment 1. You can see some plots already growing up pretty nicely. Next couple of slides shows hybrid percent cover in each plot. In experiment 3, at 4 weeks after planting, the orange dot indicates where contaminant was planted. This is TIP way. And this slide shows TIP spores. This slide shows Patriot 4 weeks after planting. And this is the landscape photograph from experiment 2 at full flood coverage. This slide shows some morphological differences among all these 4 different cultivars. TIP sports has fine texture compared to Patriot and common Bermuda grass. Patriot is like medium fine texture, so sometimes it's hard to distinguish between Patriot and U3 common. However, Patriot has like a purplish stem color. However, the common has a whitish stem color, so it's not really hard to distinguish between those two. Analysis was ANOVA, has been performed, randomized complete block design, split plot in time, waiting date as subplots within each variety by rep by experiment. The result of the this experiment, I got some slides. Shows hybrid Bermuda grass percent cover for experiment 1. There are 3 rating dates, 2, 5, and 8 weeks after planting. The Patriot reaches more than 50% at 2 weeks after planting, and it spreads out continuously and covers almost a full plot at the 8 weeks after planting. and it is significantly greater in percent copper than TIF Sports and TIF Way. However, there was no difference between TIF Way and TIF Sports for those three different rating days. For experiment two, the result was quite similar, but there are four different rating dates. TIF Way was significantly higher in percent cover than TIF Sports in 2007. And in 2007, we have very unusual weather in Oklahoma. We have flooded in June, where this study established. So there is a little bit difference result from experiment one and two. For summary, TIF Way was not significantly different from TIF Sports for 8 different rating days out of 12 rating days. The percent cover of TIF Way greater than TIF Sports for different rating days. They are all in experiment 2. TIF Sports, percent cover of TIF Sports never been greater than TIF Way. And Patriot was, percent cover of Patriot was greater than for all different rating dates, for all 12 different rating dates. Next two slides shows the percent cover of Bermuda grass, the common Bermuda grass. There was a difference at the rating dates 5 weeks after planting and 8 weeks after planting. The common percent cover was higher in TIF Sports and TIF Way than in TIF Patriot. And in second experiment in 2007, there was a difference between there was a little difference result came out from first study. However, the Patriot was always lower common cover than the other two in TIF Way and TIF Sports. However, TIF Sports has more common Bermuda grass cover than in TIF Way. For summary of this percent cover of common Bermuda grass, TIF Way is not significantly different from TIF Sports, and the percent cover of common Bermuda grass in TIF Sports greater than TIF Way in two different rating dates, and the common Bermuda grass in Patriot never been greater than that of in TIF Sports and TIF Way. In conclusion, Patriot established most rapidly among those three hybrid cultivars. And Patriot generally had substantial less common Bermuda grass cover than TIF Way or TIF Sports. All three hybrid had some measurable common Bermuda grass present, however. In two out of three experiments, TIF Way and TIF Sports established at the same rate. And in two out of three experiments, no difference in amount of common Bermuda grass present in TIF Way versus TIF Sports. And this study will continue to monitor during years 2 and 3 following establishment year to measure longer term competition between hybrid and common Bermuda grass. We acknowledge to Oklahoma Agricultural Experiment Station and United States Golf Association and Oklahoma Turfgrass Research Foundation to support this study. there are any questions.
No questions?
Okay.